Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, "Hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer." Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, an audit, tax, and advisory firm you share something with. Listening. They take the time to understand your challenges and turn them into opportunities, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling. You fight with my body.
This a dollar beat. This a dollar beat.
BoxingWords.com.
You want to bet with nobody?
BoxingWords.com.
This a dollar beat.
You never gonna get a fight, man. You're a horrible fighter. Payday, payday, you want payday. I know that. Oh, look this guy.
There's
a plan to go for the belt, and I'm coming, man. I'm coming, my friend. Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
BoxingWords.com.
Because I'm gonna fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
BoxingWords.com.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous Friday edition as we get the breaking news from Michael Coppinger of ESPN, who spoke with Eddie Hearn and had, a lot to say. But most importantly, September 18th became tighter and tighter, and we made the decision today to focus on November. So Team Canelo will not be fighting anyone on September 18th, this making his third year in a row with no Mexican Independence Day. I think we can stop using that as an excuse. He hasn't fought on this date in 3 years now, or rather, should I say this is the third time he's not fighting on this date, huh? How about that? So we move forward and look forward to the possibility of what could be. Eddie Reynoso, the trainer of Canelo Alvarez, spoke about Alvarez's next fight and said that the priority has always been to unify and make history at 168 pounds. He believes he has a great relationship with Al Haymon, and there are options out there. It could be Plant. It could be Bivol. It could be Triple G. Everything is possible. Eddie Reynoso told Ring Magazine. So we got multiple sources indicating that the fight isn't going to happen on the 18th, and instead we're looking forward to October. So really, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. We have no Canelo fight for September. October's off the table. So I wonder who jumps in on that September date. Who capitalizes on Canelo not being around for Mexican Independence Weekend? But if you're tuning in, let's make a poll. Who should Canelo face? Que le plan. Should it be Caleb Plant? Or should it be Dimitri Bivol? Or should it be, what did Reynoso say? Reynoso said it can be Caleb Plant, it could be Bivol, it could be Triple G. Triple G. And what would be our fourth option? Should we put Tank in there? Who should we put in there to face Canelo? Thurman? Should we throw Thurman in the mix, see if we could get him a fight? Who should Canelo face, man? We got Bivol in as one of the options. We got Caleb Plant as one of the options. We got Triple G, you know. We got Gennady up in here. Gennady! Triple G. Who else should we put in there? Should we really put Bivol? Should we really keep making my man go up there? I mean, not Bivol, excuse me. My other dude. Better BF. Should we really put Better BF up there? You know, are we really trying to make Canelo fight Archer Better BF? Let's see how many people pick Mr. Better BF as the option. What do you really want to see? Canelo Alvarez do. La cara del boxeo, the face of boxing. The poll is out. D-Styles, you tell me what's good, man. You ain't been on the programa in a long time. Hispanics causing panic. Come cause some panic over here. We talking Hispanics. We talking Canelo Alvarez. No longer fighting on his date. What date? 18th. No longer. Three times now, man. This is the third time. Wow. That thing is just crazy. It sounds crazy to believe that, you know, a dude that once said he was taking these dates back from Mayweather now doesn't even really care to fight on him. Like, and I'm not saying he doesn't care, but it is in priority, is what it looks like, right? Like, I mean, this is the third time. You missed it, you know? Third time you can't make it happen. But yeah, I don't know, man. Interesting information to say the least. I got Steve saying, you know, Eddie gonna try hard to make Triple G. I don't know. I don't know that I don't like that fight either. I mean, I don't think I mind it. It's like, you know, we can end that chapter. We can end that chapter for sure. So I get going the Triple G route, you know. You definitely... It's like pulling an ace out of the hole, right? Because you're like, this is a guaranteed fight that the fans will get behind. So if you don't do plant, I guess the Triple G fight isn't a bad option. It isn't a bad option at all. So, look, there's so many people that expect that fight to take place that I could see them trying to pull that off. Really can. But real quick, we are about few days out. Next week, Thursday, we'll be in Atlanta. And I just want to remind everyone, it's going down, baby. August 14th, the showdown in A-Town. It's going down. TBV will be streaming these fights live right here on theboxingvoice.com. And you can also find it right here at youtube.com/theboxingvoice, where we will be commentating the live fight for Lorenzo Truck Simpson, the gift Darren Cunningham, and obviously De Lo Mio from the Dominican Republic, trained by Ken Porter Henry Martinez. Don't forget, right here on youtube.com/theboxingvoice, you can watch boxing absolutely free. Big names on TBV. Yes, sir. Don't forget to bookmark it. It's already out. The link is there. We're live from A-Town. The showdown will be going down right here on youtube.com/theboxingvoice. The only place to watch those fights. The only place to watch those big names. So come on and support the channel. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You're going to have free boxing right here on August 14th for the playback, for the live watch, whatever you want. I know there's a lot of boxing happening on August 14th. You know, we got Virgil Ortiz, the young welterweight. He's going to be in action, but so is TBV. Just remember that. So is TBV. You better come catch it on a playback. You better turn your computer on and let it play while you're watching DAZN. You know, you got to support TBV. We're here every single day putting it in for you, you know. And look, this is our opportunity. So we need you. Even the haters could leave their computers on, you know, streaming this fight live. You can do it. You can do it. So a lot of people saying that it should be Canelo. But let me check what the poll's saying. Remember, we got a poll right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. This asking our audience, who should Canelo face? Should it be Kalaplan, Dmitry Bivol, Gennady, Triple G, Artur Beterbiev? And then it looks like Kalaplan is what the people want so far, which I'm shocked. I'm shocked because this is not what he gave us, and it's like...
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why aren't you saying Bivol when that was the option, right? Like, you know, when he didn't take the deal, everybody was like, happy that Canelo didn't take it. So the option was Bivol. I'm not understanding why you were happy he didn't take it, but now you want him to take it. I'm just a little bit lost. But I know we got a few super chats. I want to get to those as in a timely fashion so we can keep them with the mix. Let's see here. Going to show you Mikata's, you know, what's going on. I'm here in the building. Got the TriStar promotion shirt. Shout out to my peoples over at TriStar. Giving us an opportunity to do some commentating in the last two Buckhead fights in Atlanta. You can watch the playback right here on YouTube. I got part one and two of Friday night's fights, and I'll be putting out Saturday as well if you want to show some love and support. Like Eric Cruz in Texas, it says Canelo versus Charlo with a $2.99 super chat. What do you guys think about Canelo versus Charlo? You think they pull a fast one and bring Charlo into the mix and let Kalaplan keep waiting? Force him to do something? I don't know. That could get interesting. I don't mind a Canelo versus Charlo without a doubt. We got another one here from LV Slugger that says, if Canelo is trying to suck prime light heavyweight to 170, he needs to just stay at 168. He had no problema fighting Kovalev at 175. Yeah, man, I hear you, man. I hear you. But let me ask you something. Isn't 175 anything over 170? Like, anything over 168? Like, if you can't make 168, you're a light heavyweight. And there is no, like, rule to say that you gotta come in at 75. So, you know, Canelo trying to bring him down, that just shows you that he wants an advantage. But this is the fight y'all wanted. When he was trying to make Canelo plant, y'all was saying Plant was being a diva and acting like an A-side. So, you know, you guys take your little catchweight Bivol now. Look, we didn't have a problem when Pacquiao fought Margarito at a catchweight, and we didn't have a problem when Floyd fought Oscar at a higher weight. So I don't know what's the problem all of a sudden. You know, this is the way of the boxing world. If you want a shot at the cash cow, you have to bow down to his rules. You know that. You know, I don't know why people are getting upset now. Oh, he's got a catch weight. Oh, he's got this restriction. Yeah, it's part of fighting. Listen, you seen Gladiator. Didn't they stab Russell Crowe before Caesar actually fought him and shit? Like, it's, you're never going to get a fair shot at the king. You ain't a king. You got to take the throne. You want to be a king. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, you got to put it in if you want to. If you want to be the man, you got to put it in. You're not just going to be given that opportunity. You're not going to be given that Canelo shot easily. It's going to be an uphill battle. It's Canelo Alvarez, man. He's the face of boxing. He falls and we might as well all fall. You know? Who's going to carry that torch? You know? Who's gonna carry that torch? But that's what I'm saying. Floyd fought Canelo at a catchweight. You know what I mean? Floyd fought Canelo at a catchweight. And he put his title on the line, right? He was trying to give Canelo the belt to hold it at the weigh-in. You know, it was 152 catchweight for Canelito. You know? So people didn't have a problem with that fight either. They really were happy for Floyd to put him in a catchweight. They blamed it on Canelo for saying he could do it in an interview. Remember, they tried to stick it to him. Just because he said he can make the weight in an interview, they're like, oh, you said that in an interview. Nah, nah. Now you got to fight us at 152. That's the way it's got to be because we know you said it in an interview. It's crazy. But this is the boxing, man. This is boxing, bro. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update, let you know what's going on with all things Canelo. Looks like we can definitely bank on him not fighting September 18th. That's out. So, you know, we got to look to see now who fills that void, who steps in. But looks like we got some callers. Steve in Chicago, I'll go ahead and open up these phone lines for anybody that wants to talk. Give us your opinion on this particular subject. Let's do it. It's going down, baby. Wait. August 14th.
No, not that the one. Sorry, down. But this one.
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
All right, we going out to Chicago, the Windy City. Steve, what up? My town
up in Cape Town. Hey, Daddy, this a dollar beat.
I drink soda, I eat pizza. I hang out with chicks all day. These fighters still can't beat me. They fighting every day, they gain the gym every day. Just give me 6 weeks, and I got it.
BoxingWiz.com.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, if you remember with Kovalev, he did put in a rehydration clause, though, if you remember that. I think it was 5 pounds. He could only rehydrate to 5 plus or 180 when he fought Kovalev. So he did put in that. You know, he didn't put in a catch weight, but it's either a hydration clause, catch weight, something with Canelo. But, you know, I don't. Look, here's my thing with all of this, and I've been trying to tell. So Canelo is the one that said he wanted undisputed. He was the one beating the drum for that, saying that he... So what, like, what is the problem now? They gave him practically everything he wanted. You know, Plant was good. Like, you know, this is shady from him now. This is, you know... Me personally, I still feel like Eddie's in the background doing something. Like, he owns Canelo now, and he just don't want him to fight with another promoter. You know, he says he's a free agent, but I think he's got Eddie in his ear. That's how I feel about it. I just, why wouldn't you make the fight? Why wouldn't you fight on a Fox pay-per-view? You know, the biggest network in boxing for America right now. That's the biggest network that broadcasts boxing in America right now. Why wouldn't you sign up for that? You got the biggest audience that you could get. You know, I know it's pay-per-view, but with their ads and everything, they're going to be advertising to the largest audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you want that? This whole thing doesn't make sense to me. Why he's not fighting Plant. And if Plant is so easy for him and a piece of cake, why hasn't he done it? Like, it's weird, man. This I really didn't expect this from Canelo. But it just shows you his true colors. You know, it really does. It's like, I think he's married with Eddie. I really do. What do you think? Why wouldn't he take this? It doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, according to Lance Pugmire, Canelo Alvarez has renewed talks with Caleb Plant for the first ever four-belt unification bout at 168 pounds in November. Alvarez's trainer and manager, Eddie Reynoso, tells The Athletic, story coming soon. This just broke 29 minutes ago, so it looks like they're back in negotiations with Plant.
Okay, well, hopefully they get it done. I mean, why wouldn't you want to fight? You're fighting in America. Why wouldn't you want to fight on a nationally broadcasted station, you know, pay-per-view, and with an American fighter? Like, I mean, help me with this. Why wouldn't he want to do that? Why would you want to keep bringing guys from Europe over here and fight them in America? You know, if he wants to do that, go over to Europe and do it. I mean, that's where I'm at with Canelo. You want to fight the Smiths or something? Yeah, well, I mean, but that's where I'm at with it. Like, yeah, I hear you. Well, he ran into Al, you know.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Al's not going
to
take his,
you know,
Al's too good for all of this.
According to Eddie Reynoso, he says he has a great relationship with Al Haymon, so I guess they knew. And they were just, you know, testing his chin, seeing how far could they push out. Because remember, Reynoso deals with, obviously, Andy, who deals with Al. He has, he had Neary in his camp once upon a time, who deals with Al. You know, so he got Sanchez, who deals with Al. So I'm sure Eddie and Al get on the phone. And think about
all right,
it.
That's all I got.
Think about it. If you're Al, you probably want to talk to Eddie about his Frank Sanchez fight and about his, you know, Neary fight, just so you can always possibly bring up that beautiful Canelo date you want to take Canelo on. You know what I'm saying? We going out to Majid in Ohio. What up?
Yo, everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and join Patreon and YouTube members for something. I'm on the side of, with this Canelo, his next opponent, if that's what the show about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, man, I like him to do the Caleb Plant, but if they playing that hardball, fucking up his dates and all that shit, then I just say, just go for the next best thing, dog. You know, just stay busy. Don't let nobody keep you inactive. And if it's B-Vol, I'm cool with it. I like B-Vol. I don't care about Better Be, but do your own thing, man. Don't wait for nobody. That's all I got.
Woo! Yes, sir. Whoa. Yo, how the fuck Khabib Nurmagomedov got almost 2 million views in 2 days on Hotboxing with Mike, man? Kind of tight about that right there, man. I'm a bit of a hater, man. I don't like UFC looking better than us, man. Let me get to H Money to Don. What up?
Yo, what's good, Ness? What's popping?
Same shit.
Man, Canelo is a disappointment to the sport of boxing right now, Ness. I mean, how could we explain Canelo Alvarez turning down his biggest payday for Undisputed, a legacy fight, $40 million? Now, you told me last week that fighting on Fox pay-per-view is better for Canelo. Isn't Eddie Hearn's job putting his fighters in the best situation? So if it's better for Canelo to fight on the Fox pay-per-view for his biggest payday and Undisputed, why not make it happen? There's a whole lot of excuses going on, bro. Canelo is ducking Caleb Plant. I'm going to tell you the truth. He's avoiding that man. Why else would he turn down a shot at his biggest payday and you talk about Undisputed, bro? There's no way you could explain this. There's no explaining this. And then he plays more games with Dmitry Bivol. You know, so right now they trying to run back to Caleb Plant. That's how you know they was wrong, bro. That's how you know Canelo, he made a mistake. Now they trying to run back to Caleb Plant. It's some bullshit, bro. Canelo got a history of ducking fighters. He avoided Demetrius Andrade. Let's not forget that he avoided that Undisputed fight at 160. And he's doing it again, bro. Canelo is a great fighter, but he's a diva. All these catch weights. He's the king of the catch weight. Two wrongs don't make a right, Ness. If Floyd Mayweather was, you know, he was fighting at catch weights, why Canelo would make those same mistakes as Floyd? Because Floyd did it? You know, so I'm not cool with it, Ness. You know what I mean? And earlier, I seen you did a topic on Anthony Joshua. You know, Bob Arum saying Anthony Joshua is not a star in America. It's true. He's not a star in America. Even though he sold out, you know, nobody really know him in America, bro. You know what I mean? And he's known for getting knocked out by Andy Ruiz. That was supposed to be his coming out party, and he got knocked out. Tyson Fury is a bigger name in America than Anthony Joshua, because Tyson Fury knocked out Deontay Wilder, bro. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ness. Shout out to the Boxing Voice. I need my intro back, Ness. I want my spot back, Ness. Let's get it, brother.
For sure. I got to look for it, champ. I'm going to look for it. I'll probably check. It should be in my email or resend it to me. Just make sure it's not copyright, you know, right music, because they be flagging the shit out of us these days. But let me go out to Atlanta. Atlanta, are you available? I know you at the bar, man. My man in ATL holding it down for us. We'll be back August 14th. Actually, we land August 12th. Commentating at the Cosmopolitan. You should be there. Shout out to my man, Killer Kells, who purchased tickets last time out. Obviously, Intrigue was in the building as well, and a few others. James, you'll be in the building this time, coming up from Huntsville. He was last at Buckhead. So shout out to the community supporting, man. It definitely means a lot, you know. And we look forward to knocking this one out the park, man. August 14th is going down. Intrigue looking like he's available. Let me head on over to him.
I said this bitch on fire hotter than a throwaway. I need my money now, no extra day. Your time's up, coons ready, ain't no other way. It ain't no other way, that's all I got. I say what I mean, do what I say. I pray my chopper bullets don't spray.
What's good, man?
What up?
Yeah, man, I made my way back to the crib. The bar right around the corner, man. I can walk to the bar. But, yeah, man, this shit good news. I had, right when I came in, I seen on Twitter that Lance Puckmeyer tweeted that, like, what, 29 minutes ago, that they back in negotiations. So, I mean, I kind of thought that's what was going to happen. You know what I mean? I thought that Canelo was just hardballing, playing hardball with the negotiations, seeing if PBC was going to cave when they said, you know, cut off all negotiations to see if PBC was going to come back and say, yeah, we'll give you that $40 million with a replacement or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I really think, man, this, because I didn't really know too much about Bivol. That's how you pronounce his name, Bivol?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went back and I watched his fights, because I got to do that sometimes. I ain't familiar with the fighter. And honestly, man, I don't think Canelo won no parts with that dude. I hear people saying, man, I don't think he won no parts of Bivol, bro. The man. Way he fights.
What are you going to do, lose a decision to Bivol? He ain't getting knocked out.
I think, I don't know if he'll get knocked out, but I think he'll work Canelo like a motherfucker. The way he was throwing punches, and see, like, from what people were saying when I was listening to the calls and stuff, people were like, you know, better be, because I'm familiar with better be. But Bivol throw punches, man. He throw combinations. Bro, and that motherfucker is active.
That boy going to be weight drained, right? He young, right? He's 30, inexperienced. He went the 12-round decision with Craig Richards. You know what Canelo do to fucking UK dudes. He went 12 rounds with Lenny Castillo from DR. Canelo don't even fight Dominican dudes. My man went 12 rounds with Joe Smith. Canelo would destroy Joe Smith.
Let me ask you this, because like I said,
five fights been 12 rounders, man. He went all 12, okay, man. Canelo would.
Has he ever been knocked out? Has he ever been knocked out?
He ain't fighting.
Knocked down.
The biggest dude he fought was John Pascal, and you know how sloppy Pascal is.
Nah, man, just the styles, man. Just looking at the style. He's maybe I'm wrong, maybe I didn't watch enough fights, but he looked like a fucking, like a Castano. Am I wrong with that? Like how he's throwing the punches?
Hell no, he ain't got that aggression of Castano, man. Brian Castano is Argentine, and this dude is fucking from Mother Russia.
I seen some of them combos he was throwing. He was letting his hands go. So I'm gonna go back and watch some more fights of his ass, because I, like I say, man, I
I didn't really know. I was just depending on everybody else saying he was the weakest opponent at 175. You know what I mean? So I was just listening to that. Like, I don't want to see Bivol. But when I saw the fights that I saw, I was like, man, it was just something told me, man. I was like, his style looked like that shit would give Canelo problems. You know, and I was like, shit, they don't really want to fucking go up to 175. I said, watch they come back to Caleb Plant. I put that shit in the chat. And so that's what's up. I want to see Plant get the fight anyway. That's the fight. I'm probably in the minority, you know what I mean? I think Caleb can get them fight Canelo better than most people thinking. And I mean, I've been saying that from the jump, too. That should be a goddamn great fight. I think he got a good chance of winning. You know what I mean? I'm betting on his ass. I know he's going to be the underdog. So, you know, I take the underdog in the 50-50. But that's just what I see, man. And I'm happy because I wanted that fight. I wanted to see that Canelo plan. I'm not happy that we got to possibly wait to November for it to happen. But as long as it happened, I'm cool with it. But that's my shit, man. Good shit, bro. Keep it up. You know, I'll mess with you on the next show.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. You know, Canna said it the best. Floyd said it the best. You know, Bivol's a good fighter, but he's straight up and down. No special effects, man. You know, Canelo is special effects, man. Canelo is 3D in your face, man. Like, it's not, there's no comparison. Like, Bivol will have size advantage, but he would also be coming down. You know, it's going to be a catch weight. You know, make no mistake, it would be Canelo testing himself. It is a younger dude, you know. It is a dude that is 30 years old, should be considered in his prime. He's considered a puncher, you know. So I guess Bivol can be a threat in the eyes of some. I just think that Canelo, you know, he's special. You know, so a fight with Bivol isn't a big deal for him. That's just my opinion. Looks like we got a new caller. Is this South Carolina? Let me see here. .803 in the building. Who's this?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I ain't a new caller. I done called in before. I probably just ain't saved. You know what I mean? I've been watching the show for a while, man, a long ass time.
What's your name, Chad?
But with the B James.
B James, what up?
Yeah. Hey, with the Canelo situation, like I know Floyd and all them call that a catch weight. But Canelo actually fought at 175 with Kovalev. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Kovalev fight, that was some bullshit because Kovalev wasn't the same. You know what I mean? It was a great achievement, but that wasn't the same Kovalev. And a lot of the times with Canelo fighting people, it's not who we want to see, not when we want to see. We wanted the Triple G fight, but he waited a year later when Triple G got old. We already knew what was going to happen. He ain't fought Triple G when Triple G was knocking motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the only thing about Canelo. Like, he a great fighter. I like him. But he just ain't fighting the people that we really want him to see. And if he going to fight Bivol at 175, he need to fight him at 175 because he fought Kovalev at 175. Don't try to bring that man down. If you can fight Kovalev at 175, you can fight Bivol at that. And that's what it is. But I appreciate it, man. I'm going to continue listening, man. I like the show.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling in, man, and airing it out right here on TBV, letting the world know how you feel, giving us your opinion on this subject. Remember, if you haven't already done so, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 128,000. I'm refreshing right now. This morning we was on 127,927. And looks like we only gained about 6 subscribers. We're at 127,933. So I need about 70 people to come on over and subscribe to the YouTube channel and get us to 128,000 so we can wake up Saturday morning to a great new goal and achievement that only you can get us there. We're going out to Mario on Skype. Right? Looks like your name is Mario, sir. Are you named Mario G is his name. What's up, brother? Who's this? Mario G, obviously, but where are you calling him from? Mario G, you might have to unmute, champ. Mario G. You just muted. Now you might want to... All right. Now say something. Still don't hear you. Even though I see you unmuted, I don't hear you. Okay. I get feedback. Still don't hear you, but I got a lot of feedback. I heard something there. You're coming through, man. You're in Mars. Earth to Mario G.
You got you hear me, bro?
I hear you, man. You got your little Game Boy headset, man. You gotta get rid of that.
Nah, yeah, my bad. Yeah, it's my first time calling. I love your show, bro. From East LA. I'm calling.
Shout out, Mario. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Yeah, I just wanna say I see a lot of people saying about that Canelo that he's trying to get Bivol and catchweight. Yeah, it's true. But a bunch of these fighters are they give their game plan away real quick because they want the Canelo fight. Like, oh, I've seen like 4 interviews of Bivol saying, yeah, I'll come down to 168. I can make it. And all these fighters are giving up their game plan. They're just to get the fight. They want the money. They say all this and then just like what's his name that he just fought, Canelo?
Callum Smith, Billy Joe.
Oh, Billy Joe. Like, yeah, I'll take him. I'll fight him for anything. And then this dude, once they start making the contract, oh no, I don't want this. I want this and this. And they try to outplay Canelo, but they can't.
Yeah.
But I like the Bivol fight. I like it better than the Better Be a fight. I think it's more. I think that would show Canelo's talent more, like more of his skills against Bivol. Then Better Beef. I think that would be a slower fight. But yeah, I don't know. I like Plant. I just think I feel bad for him. I don't think they're giving him the credit he deserves. That he's actually a good fighter. But I know Canelo beats him. And yeah, just hopefully he gets a fight and gets that payday. That's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in.
Payday. You want payday? I know that.
Yes, sir. Everybody wants that Canelo Alvarez payday, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big one, man. You got it. Listen, I would do what I had to do to get that shot, man. Come on, gentlemen. We all know that. You know, that's life-changing money right there. Life-changing money. But, we got some callers. Phone lines done lit up, man. People ready to talk boxing over here. We going out to Hawk in Maryland. What up?
Yo, what up, Ness?
What up? What's going on?
How you feeling today, bro?
I can't ever complain, man.
I tell you, bro, you are really putting it down. Ever since that little mishap there, whatever happened with the Wilder thing, bro, you have really blown up to a whole nother level, bro. You on top of it.
Appreciate it.
But what I was about to say, yes, sir, boy, I'm noticing your work, boy. What I was about to say, to Canelo, hey, man, look, I'll put it to you like this. I watch boxing. The Plant and the Devol fight are two kind of straight up and down fighters, both of them. They're both about the same, two real technical boxers. But I think that Devol has a good steady 1-2 that's not to be played with. And the thing about Devol, if Canelo fights him, he sticks to his game plan for 12 rounds. He's not going to get outside his game plan for 12 rounds. So I really would like to see that fight. And as far as him coming down to 172, Devol is the one that offered that. So that ain't on Canelo. But that 2 or 3 pounds, that ain't going to hurt him. That ain't no weight drain. That ain't all that. They making too much out of him, a couple pounds right there. That boy been fighting at 175, so he's much more used to it than Canelo. And Canelo only did it once, so yeah, get a man a little, yeah, give him his, that ain't nothing. But as far as Plant go, when Canelo get at him, you know, he is sharp and everything, he'll be good early, but Plant always tires. He like cookie cutter after a while. It's why he did the same way, you know. It's like he really, like Floyd said, no special effects. So I'm looking at both of them, but I'd love to see him get the fight. Whichever one comes first, I got Canelo winning. But I think the Duvall fight is a much more, much harder fight than everybody giving him credit for. That boy is really good. That young boy is sharp. And he got a nice steady one, too. Nice steady one, too. But, yeah, I still got Canelo, you know, taking him apart.
All right. Hulk.
In due time. But thanks for the call, bro.
Thank you, brother. Hulk. Hulking him down in Maryland. We're going out to Austin in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Hey, what up, Ness?
What up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Cool. Hey, man, shout out my son, Jordan Baker. Shout out my ugly stepchild, Karma Surge. No, I think it was smarter, Canelo, bro, to push his date back. He wants that plant. He wants that last Infinity Stone, bro. And I think he's going to get it, man. I think they was just trying to see how far they could push Al Haymon to see if they could bully him. I'll just let them know that he ain't no punk. You know what I mean? That's pretty much all it was. It was just a little, you know, a little standoff. But neither one of them flinched. And so I think we're going to see the fight happen, man. I think Canelo gets his last Infinity Stone come November, bro. Hey, man, my fault. I wasn't able to call in on Wednesday or today. I've just been real busy here at work, man. But shout out to you, Ness. You've been going hard, bro. Hey, man, can you put the Discord, too, bro, in the chat?
I just put it in there.
Oh, you're the best, bro. You're the best. But, yeah, man, that's my call. Shout out to my fans. I run Border Wars just like Canelo run boxing. That's why he pushes the date back. That's the real reason they pushed the date back, man. But they knew Show Kid and Austin V was performing. But, yeah, man, good call. Good show, bro.
All right. Actually, I need some fighters, man. We'll take this opportunity to say that we need a good 37 and older 140-pounder. I need a 37 and older 140-pound novice fighter, complete novice, 140-pounder, 37 and older, complete novice. I need a 140-pounder, 37 and older for my man Roland with the punches. He never fought. He wants to get in there for the first time. I also need an opponent for Antonio Angulino Esteban, you know, 168, you know, some experience is welcomed. You know, you can have a couple amateur fights, not too many, or you can be, you know, non-amateur that wants to test it in there with someone who does have some amateur fights. So contact me. We need to get Esteban a fight. I'm also looking for a heavyweight amateur. If you got some amateur fights and you're in the heavyweight division, we got some smoke for you. Free smoke. Who want it? Where you at? Who the want what? Who want what? Yeah, nah, we really got some people for you. So listen, man, if you want to fight in Border Wars, it's going to go down September 18th. And it's going to be a huge card, man. So much planned. You know, 350 people in attendance. Bigger venue than the last time. Bar, food, all sorts of liquors and drinks. You know, we had 9 different ring card girls. Let's go. Don't be a widow and be left out. You know what I'm saying? Get down with the get down. Border Wars in Watertown.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I'm ready!
Yes, sir. So let me go to these super chats. Who we got? We got Louisville Slugger coming back with another one. LV that says, no catch weight with out of prime Kovalev. Fishy. I mean, come on, man. No catch weight with out of prime Oscar for Mayweather, right? But he fought Canelo in a catch way. Like, come on, you do what you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you the A side, you're going to look for some advantage. We got Supermex with one who says, the fact of it is this. Just like Mexican Independence Day 2019, Canelo saw that Supermex was on the date and had to move off. Get at me for a Supermex shirt. All right. All right. Supermex. Everybody got shirts this time out. I see y'all. I see ya. All right, all right, all right. Shit. What else we got? I think that's the last super chat, man. I'm getting these texts over here. And that's all the calls. And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. Don't forget, we got a late super chat by Jose Prediction King that says, bring out. Let me see, Jose says, bring out Ego Boxing as a guest. I would like to see you two debate. Yeah, man, I will reach out to him. Send me his information because I don't see him on Instagram as much as I used to in the past. I don't know if his account, maybe, you know, he had to get a new one or something like that. But yeah, it would be good to try and reach out. We have Fred on. We have plenty of people on. Everybody is welcome, actually, to be on this guest panel and chop up boxing, you know. So yeah, I would definitely reach out. Somebody get me his right Instagram so that I can, hit him up. Like I said, I reached out to T Street. Still no answer back. So, you know, we'll just wait. And whoever else wants to rock out, we can do that. We can do that. But Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. Peace.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they paid the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer. Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.